So some concern that the government is looking for wriggle room to renege on the promise of a 90% jab rate for Auckland, playing a major part in the decision-making process when it goes from or decides to go from level 3 to level 2. So a week or so back, we asked Adern this.
Let's see if we can get to 90% by the time that Cabinet considers our alert level 3 settings in 2 weeks' time.
So as we sit here this morning, it's 82%, so we're not going to make 90%. So yesterday, same question.
It looks like Auckland might not hit that 90% first dose sort of aspiration that was laid out the other day. How does that impact on your thinking for alert level changes?
It doesn't.
Right, so it does or it doesn't, for goodness sake. Epidemiologist Rod Jackson back with us. Rod, morning to you.
Good morning.
So that's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is, but it depends. I mean, 90% is not enough for Auckland. So I wouldn't take 90% first vaccination levels into account if I was making a decision about whether Auckland goes to level 2. The thing that would make the decision about Auckland going to level 2 is having no unlinked cases.
Yeah.
And we've still got unlinked cases. We've got to, you know, we have to stamp them out, otherwise it's Melbourne or Sydney.
Nevertheless, the Prime Minister said what the Prime Minister said, and it was 90% from her, and then it was counting, and then it wasn't counting. What are we supposed to think?
Well, I'm not sure. You have to ask the Prime Minister that. But the key thing is 90% first vaccinations is not enough for it to influence the decision to go to level 2. The only thing that influences whether you go to level 2 or not is whether we've still got unlinked cases. That's it. Look, Delta's so infectious that if you let it get away, you've got Melbourne, you've got Sydney. Mm-hmm. And it's all this. The other thing, Mike, these are all stopgap measures until we're vaccinated.
This is true. But having said that, what were yours? Should Auckland not be in level 3 now? Because, of course, there were more numbers when the decision was made than there are this morning.
Well, what, you think your question is, should we be level 4?
Yeah.
Well, level 3 and level 4 are both elimination strategies. They're both part of an elimination strategy. I mean, Auckland just couldn't cope with more level 4. So that decision was made because Aucklanders couldn't cope with it.
So talk to me about the Irish experience, because I was reading about this yesterday, and I understand you know about this as well. So they're open.
They don't have
a vaccination rate anywhere near ours, or what we're aiming for anyway, but they're using passports, GPs, and engaging young people.
Yeah. So they're at 90% of eligibles. So they're already there, and almost all of them are double jabbed. And they got there in a different way from us. Well, we're not quite there yet. You know, firstly, they've had 5,000 deaths, same size country, so they've had 5,000 deaths. So, you know, a lot of Irish people have freaked out, and so that's why they got the jab. The other thing about the Irish is it's been led by doctors. Their GPs have really led the vaccination rollout.
Did you hear we talked to Jodie O'Sullivan earlier on?
Yeah, so I didn't hear that, but I saw it in the news. So I think, look, Mike, we have to pull out every stop. And so I want individual GPs ringing up their individual patients. We need vaccine passports. You can't get on a plane without being vaccinated. No essential worker should be able to leave Auckland without being double vaccinated. We shouldn't let anyone into the country unless they're double vaccinated. Do we let anyone into MIQ who aren't double vaccinated? I don't think, look, this is war. This really is war. We could go the Portugal way. They brought in the army and they've got the world's highest vaccination rates. But, you know, what I think we have to realise is that 90% of eligibles vaccinated leaves 500,000 eligibles still unvaccinated and almost 1 million kids under the age of 12. That's almost 1.5 million people unvaccinated.
All right, Rod, listen, I've got to move on. We'll get you back soon and talk some more about it. But Rod Jackson, epidemiologist. So we're going to have a problem with that. If he wants more than 90%, we're not even going to get, I don't think, to 90% as things stand.